you know, you should be doing to make sure that you're safe in your home. You know, we talked about smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, but you know, a fireplace is an amazing thing. It's a lovely, wonderful, you know, appliance in your home that can bring warmth and ambiance. And quite frankly, there's a lot of choices when it comes to that, but a wood-burning fireplace, for my money, is still one of the best things you can do. And the quality of the wood that you use does make a difference when it comes to safety. Joining me on the phone line is Jim Hanlon, who is the owner of the Chicago Firewood Company. Jim, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts of all this stuff, talk to me a little bit about who you folks are over at Chicago Firewood Company.
Well, sure. Well, I am the current owner of Chicago Firewood, and Chicago Firewood started back in 1989 by my good friend, Matt Height. And Matt actually started it, and really quick story, you know about zoning. Lou, you built houses. You know zoning. He initially put it on a residential lot, and the neighbors said, Jesus, what are you doing? You can't have wood out here in this abandoned residential lot. So the alderman said, you got to move to a commercial lot, Matt. So Matt went and rented a, you know, an old gas station had been in, closed down, and he put it there. And the neighbor said, no, this isn't zoned for that. And so Matt didn't really know what the word zoning meant, went into a real estate agent, and they found him a property that was a former junkyard at 1300 North Kingsbury. It's basically, you know, Halstead and Division.
Right.
And he was right across from what Cabrini Green, and nobody bothered him. He was there for 35 years and or 30 years, and he bought it pretty inexpensively. And that neighborhood changed, and then he sold it, and he moved out here in 2019 to 5600 Northwest Highway, right on the side of the Kennedy Expressway at Bryn Mawr. You can see us from the railroad track.
Yeah, and I mean, I used to live over in that neighborhood, and I used to spend a lot of time heading to O'Hare Airport, and I would drive by your place constantly. And you are a supplier of firewood, not only to residential, but to a lot of commercial businesses as well, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Lou, in the early days when he was down on Goose Island, Matt's focus was entirely restaurants. That's who was using it, mainly the biggest users of wood. And for instance, I lived in Bucktown for a while, and I had a wood-burning fireplace, but you know, I burn a little bit, 4 or 5 times a year. And so as customers, we just weren't the largest users. It was
sure.
Really about the restaurants. And Matt became very successful within the chef community supplying these restaurants, some of which have been with us for 25 plus years.
Wow.
Very famous chefs and great restaurateurs and great owners, just wonderful people.
And in the restaurant business, you know, when you're supplying them, they probably have very particular tastes, literally, about the type of wood that they want. And so that's something you guys have focused on over all the years, right? Good quality firewood.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we laugh and we joke that, you don't want to make a chef angry. If Saturday night he or she is cooking some steaks and that fuel, that's their fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
The wood isn't operating properly or giving off too much smoke or just not creating the sear that they want, they get very angry, and they have sharp knives, so we don't want to piss those guys off.
That's
so it's very important that we bring them good dry wood. What's interesting is, you know, fast forward years later, now during the pandemic, everybody bought a fire pit. That's great. We all hung out in the backyards during the pandemic, but we also bought a pizza oven, a cool smoker. Some bought like a Santa Maria grill like I have here at the lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing a lot more on an individual basis. And quite honestly, what's really neat for us is that we can supply them with the same quality of wood that the best chefs in Chicago are using. And they appreciate and respect and come back to us for that reason.
Well, and there is a safety aspect to that as well. Now, certainly when you're talking about using an outdoor fire pit or a cooker, you know, that quality of wood can make a difference in the flavor of the food. But if it's good quality wood in a fireplace, that can help to reduce the buildup of creosote in a chimney.
Yeah, Lou, you couldn't have said it better. October is Fire Safety Month, and I think this is a great show And certainly the things you talked about earlier, the carbon monoxide detectors, the fire alarm, smoke alarms, all those things are very key. When you do fire up your fireplace for the winter, you know, one of the most important things you can do is work with wood that is properly seasoned and dry.
Right.
And there's really key reasons to that. You know this, and I know this. There's a thing called creosote that burns, that comes off the wood and can get stuck in the chimney. What do you know about that, Lou? What's your understanding of that part?
Well, I mean, it does get stuck, and then it can ignite.
That's exactly it. And so for the fear of having a fire, not in your firebox, in the fireplace, but up in the chimney, that can be really problematic and dangerous and can spread and literally, you know, be hazardous to your whole house, you should have an annual chimney clean. And there's companies that are professional to do this. And, you know, they do a lot more than just what you would think. It's not just a guy with some weird, funny-shaped brush,
right,
you know, going up with a top hat.
Right,
not that. They're looking for the level. There's stages, stage one, stage two, stage three. One is just a light, flaky soot, very easy to clean. That's common. Two, it's starting to get hardened, a little oily, and that takes a little more aggressive cleaning. Three, this is the one they worry about. It's glazed, it's shiny, it's hard. It looks like a Krispy Kreme donut. And that's a real dangerous one because that means the creosote is built up over time, and it's almost like a little sheet of ice. And as that ignites, if it does, that means your whole chimney is starting on fire, and that's very problematic.
And that can...
We've had some of our...
No, and I just want to say that in getting back to what it is you're doing, it that can come from burning wood that is not properly seasoned. You know, I think a lot of times people think, oh, I'm just going to go, you know, I'm going to run to the grocery store or even the hardware store, which I'm an owner of a hardware store. But, you know, it's wrapped in plastic. It says it's seasoned. I don't know that for a fact. And you just got to be careful about what you're using. You guys pride yourself on having really high quality wood for people to burn.
Yeah, we do. There's a couple pieces to this puzzle. One is, it's what wood you select. And as you said, you run a hardware store and you only stock good seasoned or fully kiln dried hardwoods. We try and avoid some of the softer woods. Softer woods are great. And if you're in a bonfire out in the backyard, wonderful, but they have a lot of resins and tars and things, and that just puts more stuff up in your chimney. So the general consensus is avoid that. But the real key thing is to have wood that's dry, and let's just say you're the person that buys some from, you know, the store, the 7-Eleven, the gas station, the hardware store, but then you throw it in the backyard on the grass, or you put it on a rack, and we see this a lot. We deliver to people who have racks. It's great. And then they have a full tarp covering it up and zipper it all the way up.
Right.
And that's like putting your wood that's fully dried and cured and seasoned into a Ziploc bag.
Right.
And that's not good because wood should breathe. It's good to cover the top, keep the rain or the snow off the top or the ice because you're using it during the winter, right? On the cold days, damp days.
Right.
But with the sides of that rack or wherever you store it open, then that wood can stay breathing. And then that doesn't bring in more humidity into the wood and then therefore into the chimney and cause that creosote buildup. So unintended consequences of just how you, as a homeowner, store your wood on your property after it's delivered or after you bring it home from the store can have some damaging effects on your chimney.
You mentioned the fact that you, you know, you're a big supplier into the restaurant business, but you also do as well provide to residential customers as well. So I want to make sure that we get your phone number, website, and stuff out there. I'm speaking with Jim Hanlon, who's the owner of Chicago Firewood Company. So if we have people listening, maybe they own a restaurant and they're like, I need a new supplier because this guy sounds like he knows what he's doing. Or somebody wants to get wood delivered to their home for the whole season. How do people get a hold of you, Jim?
Great. Thanks for asking. Our phone number, 312-907-4265. We'll get you in direct contact, often with me. You can look us up at shifirewood.com. That's C-H-I. Firewood.com. That's our website. Or follow us on Instagram under Chicago Firewood. And that will give you insight to what we're doing. We've got a number of cool events coming up where chefs that we sell to are coming out and doing live cooking. And it'd be really fun to come out and join us for one of those events and learn something about how to cook your meat better or your pizzas or things like that. But we'd love to help you with your firewood deliveries this fall.
That's awesome. Jim, give me the phone number one more time.
Sure, Lou. 312-907-4265.
Jim Hanlon is the owner of Chicago Firewood Company. If you're looking for really good firewood for your next fire and something that's going to help you reduce the creosote in that chimney, give them a call. Jim, really nice to speak with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Lou.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.